Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I hope you're doing well today, and thanks for joining. Today, we're going to talk about mindfulness during the holidays. The holidays can be a very hectic time, a time of a lot of activities, but it also can be the opposite. Some people are maybe sad during the holidays, missing loved ones. But either way, whatever end of the spectrum you're on, it is so important to remain mindful during this time of the year. So we'll talk more about that during this podcast. But first, just want to recap our last podcast. Last week, we talked about Airbnbs and getting and establishing an Airbnb for yourself. So that's just one idea and one way for you to reimagine success for yourself. It's definitely been something that's been enjoyable to me and also a great business opportunity. So now, we're going to go ahead and talk about the crystal for today during the holidays, being mindful. It is, may your holiday season be filled with moments of presence, love, and peace. So we're going to talk about ways to incorporate presence, love, and peace during this holiday time, no matter what you're celebrating. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, all of that we will talk about. How to be mindful and be present during that time. So I'm going to share some tips in order to do that. These tips will help you with being present, doing self-care, and just really enjoying each of the moments that you have during this time of the year. So the first tip that I have during the holidays is the importance of self-care. So the tip number one is find short periods of time to sit quietly so that you can take a little time for self-care and just to be in your own thoughts. Self-care can be as simple as taking a few minutes to stop, sit, and breathe. Whether we're able to find a free 10 minutes or 30 minutes to take a break, it can really make a world of difference for our well-being. And also, you can incorporate a guided meditation in this time that you take to sit quietly. It really helps you to reduce your stress during this time of year. Just to take a little quiet time, meditation will even amplify that. But it'll help relieve some of the stress and help you relax. We don't necessarily have to meditate during this time, but you can also just sit and reflect and think about things that have happened, things that you want to do, or just think about nothing. It doesn't matter what you call it, but the point is to just take time out, not be distracted in any way, and allow your body to decompress and unwind. Just sit in the present moment and be and feel and enjoy it. So all of these things can help you during the holidays just to be more relaxed and less stressed. And we all want that, don't we? So tip number two is to tap into the sense of play. Throughout the holidays, it can be easy to get wrapped up in all the logistics the season requires. We can constantly tick things off of our to-do lists. But before we know it, the holidays have become less of a celebration and more of a long chore. So we want to avoid that. And to avoid that, I suggest bringing back more fun into the season. We can carve out time to do something that we really enjoy. Do you remember the last time you really had a sense of play and joy? Even if it was just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. When was the last time you did that? Maybe you played your favorite board game with your family. Maybe you ran outside with your kids, nieces, nephews, some little children in your neighborhood and just had some fun. Maybe you just had a really great laugh. You watched your favorite movie and it cracked you up. So these are all ways to tap into that sense of play and fun. It may mean watching a nostalgic Christmas movie or reveling in the daily surprises of the Advent calendar. Whatever it is, make these elements a priority that can help bring balance and peace in these stressful moments. So think about what is one thing that you would want to do that'll bring you some fun and joy. And remember, it can be something really short. Watch your favorite film or favorite 30-minute TV show where you can laugh and crack up. Like I said, you could do a board game, you can take a walk, ride a bike, whatever brings you joy and has that sense of fun. Play with your kids. All of those are very appropriate and can help you de-stress, relax, and once again, be in the present moment during this holiday time of the year. The next one is number three, care for your body. Now, while caring for the mind is a great start to self-care, caring for the body is an equally important part of the equation. During the holidays, preserving your physical health may look like having healthy sleep or practicing mindful eating, which I will say can be hard on Christmas Day or during the Hanukkah celebrations, all the good food. But it can also look like taking time to schedule a daily walk or exercise. Studies have shown that walks can help reduce anxiety, depression, social withdrawal, and a negative mood while also boosting self-esteem. So you can do something simple to exercise and care for your body. Walking, hey, if you do the playing, tap into your sense of play. And that could be something that's moving your body and getting you out and about. If you're playing outside or, you know, walking and just enjoying nature, all of these things will help you care for your body. During this time of year, a lot of people do have some time off. And so if you do, yeah, take advantage of that so that you can get some rest in, some extra sleep, some extra rest, some extra time just to be easy on yourself and on your body. So remember to care for your body during this holiday season. Now, number four is around your feelings. Make room for all types of feelings. I started this podcast off saying that the holidays can be a time of busyness and lots to do, but also, and for some people, lots of joy. But for some people, the holidays can be a time of severe and extreme sadness, depression, just memories of the loved ones that they lost who are not here around their dinner tables. So it's important to make room for all of these feelings. There tends to be an underlying pressure during the holidays to feel perpetually happy and festive. While some people may feel truly blissful during this time, 64% of people say they experience a case of the holiday blues at some point throughout the season. It's common for this time of year to bring up feelings of sadness, stress, anxiety, grief, and loneliness. Should these emotions arise, we might sit with them as an act of self-care. While this can be uncomfortable, we can use meditation to navigate these feelings in a way that may help us feel much better in the end. Or we can also talk to another loved one about our feelings, or counselor or therapist. Meditation offers a chance to step away from the thinking mind and instead focus on the breath rather than our thoughts and emotions. This anchors us to the present moment and calms the mind. In stepping back from all our storylines, we are better able to observe what's going on in our mind. The more we observe, the more we realize we don't have to get caught up in all the mental noise we self-create. As we learn how to acknowledge the thoughts and feelings that arise during meditation, we learn to give them less weight and meaning. So we start to release them, allowing us to move forward and form a clearer, calmer, more contented space. So it's really important for us to try to use some of these self-care tips to help us deal with our emotions, navigate through our emotions during this time of year, and feel our emotions, whether it's the high highs of the joy that you feel, as if you're a kid on Christmas Day opening all your presents, or the low lows as you may feel if you are missing a loved one at that dinner table, there's an empty seat or an empty space. All those feelings are valid and have to come up to the surface and will come up to the surface. So it's just important to acknowledge them and work on dealing with them or talking about them. And all of this also can help us be a little bit less stressed and more present in these holiday moments. Now, number five is the last tip that I'm going to give for this, and it's practice letting go of expectations. Now, we know that in life, things do not always go as we plan. And for all of those who believe in a higher power, believe in God, we know that God is the ultimate one with the control and plan. We may try to plan, but as much as we try to plan, everything does not always go as we plan. So sometimes the best and biggest act of holiday self-care we can give ourselves is simply to work on letting go of the standards and expectations we so often set for ourselves this time of year. Fixed ideas created in the mind that might not match how life actually plays out. This is something else we get to observe when meditating. When we sit with the mind, we are sitting with the present moment. We are sitting with life as it unfolds without guarantee. So we're in fact training the mind to be okay with uncertainty. Ultimately, we come to a place where we lessen our grip on seeking to control outcomes. And so we let go of any ideals or expectations that can often trip us up or lead us to sadness and frustration. As much as we all wish we were in control of every second, every moment of every day, we're not. We just can't be. We can only focus on the things that we can control, and the rest, we can leave it up to God, leave it up to our higher power, and let go. And in letting go, we actually can experience even greater joy and acceptance of the present moments that we have sharing these holidays with our family, with our friends, with our coworkers, with our loved ones, and just making beautiful memories that we can talk about and think about later on. Have you ever had something that happened and then a few years later, you're laughing about it? Something that you thought perceived as bad in the moment. I mean, it could have been you burnt your turkey during, your Christmas Day dinner. The turkey was burnt or, you know, some of the food preparation got messed up. But think about, you know, even months later, even the next day, you could be laughing about it with your family and friends. So sometimes some of these things that we think are so horrible and so bad, they may feel like that in the moment. But ultimately, they're not what's most important. And during the holiday season, what's most important is family, friends, and taking time to be mindful of ourselves, self-care. All of these things are important. So we can focus on those. So what's one thing that you feel is the most important during this holiday season? Think about it. Is it family, friends, self-care? Getting time off from work? There's so many things that we can be grateful for and thankful for during this time. So let's not get tripped up when things and our expectations don't go the way that we feel like they should. Now I'm going to recap all of these, but first I'm just going to remind us of our crystal for today. May your holiday season be filled with moments of presence, love, and peace. And all of these things that we talked about are ways to help you achieve presence, love, and peace during this crazy, crazy time of year. So I'm going to go ahead and recap them one more time. Number one, find short periods of time to sit quietly. And while you're sitting quietly, you could meditate. Two, tap into a sense of play. Three, care for the body, your body. Four, make room for all types of feelings. Five, practice letting go of expectations. So those are my five tips for holiday mindfulness. And once again, I'm going to recap the crystal. May your holiday season be filled with moments of presence, love, and peace. That's my wish and my hope for all of you listening, that you have much, much presence, love, and peace during this holiday season. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. As always, I thank you and appreciate you for listening. Hopefully you've learned something today that you can use in your life to help you reimagine success for it. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.